I wanted to ask you, General, considering the tense situation right now that we are having in the region, what is your evaluation of the level of Iran's preparedness militarily and also the deterrence capabilities of the armed forces of the Islamic Republic of Iran?
In the name of God, based on our experiences during the 12-day war in last June, the level of preparedness of Iran's armed forces to confront any strategic mistake by the enemy and their measures is at a very high level during the 12-day war. And even our readiness is more than that. And the enemies of the Islamic Republic, they have this understanding about our level of readiness and our strong, position to counter their, aggression. We have tried, besides the abilities that we developed during the 12-day war, which were very successful at the time, and our armed forces, based on the support they received from the Iranian people and based on the unity created between the people and the armed forces, and under the guidance of our leader, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, during the 12-day war, we just dealt very severe blows to the enemies and to the U.S. and Zionist enemy. And we have tried to increase our capacities more than before, and if they commit another mistake and against Iran, not only in defense sector, but besides defending our nation and our people and our territory, we will increase and we will boost our offensive capabilities as well, and we have plans in the offensive sector as well, and these preparedness are very high level.
One of the most important parts of your job in your position is dealing with the false media narratives that we are facing every day from regional actors, some international actors beyond our region. And what is your clear message based on the Iranian military capabilities to our enemies right now?
The enemies try always to fear an atmosphere of fear among the Iranian nation. They try to escalate the tensions and to create fear inside the country. But our people have their trust in our armed forces. And God, thanks to God, based on our preparedness, the preparedness of the Iranian armed forces, our estimates is that that first of all, that enemy just is mainly involved in psychological warfare and tries to obtain some advantages from Iran through its warfare, psychological warfare. And the enemies should know that the blows that they received from Iran during the 12-day war from Iranian armed forces, if they make another mistake, certainly this time the response will be much more decisive and the geography of the war will be expanded, and their interests, the U.S. interests and the Zionist interests in the whole region will be endangered, and we will expand our targets beyond those targets during the 12-day war, and their economic interests. We will create economic problems and issues for the United States, and if they make any mistake, they should bear the results, and they should include it in their own calculation. During the 12-day war, they just got very heavy blows from the Iranian side, and this time it will be much heavier. And they will be faced with new and fresh surprises, and this preparedness is at a high level.
Thank you for the answer. Of course, last Friday, Iran's negotiating diplomatic team led by Dr. Araghchi, Iran's foreign minister, had negotiations, another round of negotiations with the U.S. And representatives of the U.S. in Oman. And that seems to be ongoing. What kind of a source of reliance, how big a source of reliance Iran's military might provides for our diplomatic representatives?
Today, there is a coordination and unity between the military and diplomatic sections in our country. Our diplomats and our dear foreign minister should just continue and enter the talks with strength, because they are backed and they are supported, and they should enter the talks with strength. We are not going to surrender to U.S. pressure and to U.S. Demands, and these negotiations go forward in the diplomatic sector, but we as the Iranian armed forces are ready for any plan that may U.S. Have against our country, and we will give them an appropriate response in its true and in its appropriate time. The other important issue is that we regard U.S. Assets in the region as good targets, and the U.S. officials and they have increased their military assets in the region. They should know that they have increased our targets in region. And in the face of their American assets, we have and we enjoy a great deal of power. We know well U.S. Military, the Zionist regime, and whoever who joins the U.S. in its strategic mistake against Iran will be added to Iran's targets list of targets. They should all try to prevent a war in the region, and if a war happens, many will be hurt. Whoever joins the Americans and the Zionist Zionist entity in their war against Iran, in their aggression, giving them, airspace or other, assets, we will defend our territory with power, with strength, and based on our trust in divinity. And more than defending, in addition to defensive sectors, we have we will activate some other strategic plans. We are not after war. We have never been after initiating a war in the region. And if a war starts, it will be to the it will just to the disadvantage of the whole region.
Well, General, we will use all our power to defend. On this special interview, thank you so much for your time. And that was General Abolfazl Shekarchi, spokesman of Iran's armed forces. Thank you so much for staying with us on Press TV.